From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 17th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. States of emergency was declared in three Columbia County towns on Thursday, November the 16th, after a landslide into the Claverick Creek and Greenport occurred. Emergency declarations were issued for Stockport, Greenport, and Stottsville and will remain in effect indefinitely. Bridge Street in Greenport was closed and roadblocks were set up from Union Turnpike, Route 66, to 85 Industrial Track in Greenport as of early this evening. At a press conference on Thursday night, Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett said the portion of Claverick Creek is blocked, but he emphasized there was no danger to those living downstream. County and state crews working with the State Department of Environmental Conservation are expected to begin rerouting the water from the creek to take the pressure off the waterway on Friday. However, the additional rain forecast for the weekend has officials concerned. William Black, Columbia County Emergency Management Director, said, and I quote, "There is a great possibility more land will give way. If someone goes out and stands on it, the bank could give way. We need the public to stay away," end quote. The landslide was mostly caused by the continued wet weather, Black said, adding that this event was identical to a collapse that occurred behind the Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge on Bridge Street in 2006. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The resolution to issue $44 million in serial bonds to finance the construction of a new Greene County jail was defeated in a 10-4 vote of the Greene County Legislature on Wednesday, November the 15th. The measure stalled after Catskill Representative Matt Lavaro once again raised the possibility of keeping the Greene County Sheriff's Administration offices in Catskill to save money. The original jail design included the sheriff's offices. Cutting that 6,200 square feet out of the jail proposal cannot be done without a redesign, County Administrator Sean Groden said. Public Safety Committee Chair Legislator William Lawrence, who revived the $44 million bond resolution earlier this month, said he is opposed to keeping the sheriff's office in Catskill because it will be more expensive and delay the project further. Lawrence said, and I quote, "It's going to be a two-town operation, which is going to be expensive. It's very frustrating," end quote. He said other legislators were pressured to vote against the measure on Wednesday and predicted a bond issue will not be discussed for 6 months now. Lawrence said, and I quote, "They all got cold feet and backed out. It was a reactionary sort of thing. I'm going to back away from it and let others take over," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Kinderhook Town Board this week approved updating zoning regulations following a review that lasted more than a year. The board voted 3-1 to approve Local Law No. 1 of 2017, amending the zoning laws on solar panels and other solar equipment, including solar farms, on all properties located in Kinderhook. Under the changes adopted, the Town Planning Board can no longer use its discretion to waive some of the law's requirements. Several residents had expressed concern that allowing the Planning Board that choice would undercut the regulations. Board member Paul Volz was the lone dissenting vote, saying he supported the language being deleted. Supervisor Pat Grattan and board member Phil Bickerton and Tim Ohms voted yes. Patsy Leader was not present. The law will now be submitted to the state for review before it takes effect. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And finally, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The official opening of the Black Bridge in Catskill was held on Wednesday, November the 15th. The ribbon cutting marked the completion of the half-mile-long pedestrian walking loop connecting Water Street, the Black Bridge, West Main Street, and the Uncle Sam Bridge. Greene County Legislator Matt Lavera said the bridge is an important part of the village's history. He also said the bridge plays a crucial role in connecting Main Street businesses with the rest of the village. The Black Bridge was built in 1830s for the Conajohara and Catskill Railroad and later served as part of the Catskill Mountain Railway. The bridge sustained heavy damage as a result of Tropical Storm Irene in 2011. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 44 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 19. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, rain is likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. Saturday night, rain with a low around 40 degrees. Strong winds are possible late Saturday night into Sunday behind a cold front. And on Sunday, showers are likely mainly before 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The sun rose this morning at 6:49 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:30 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 17th day of November 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.